Interactive program will tell you all you need to know, though, and get you started. Interactive program, huh? Tavallera had used them before when he worked on scoop ships at Jupiter. Interactive program. The program will respond to your vocal questions and commands. It will also lay out your work assignment for the day. So I'm talking to a digital program. Her image froze for an eye blink. Then she replied, You are speaking to a digital avatar, Mr. Tavallera. I'm sorry that I couldn't be with you in person this morning, but I am tied up on important business elsewhere. Meaning I'm not all that important, Tavallera said to himself. Your first assignment is to contact the habitat Goddard in Saturn orbit and request that their leaders start an investigation into the possibility that our message from the alleged starship is a hoax perpetrated by a person or persons aboard the habitat. Tavallera nodded to the image. Contact Holly, he thought, his pulse thumping faster. Contact Holly. The planet Saturn orbits 10 times farther from the Sun than Earth does, which means that it takes communications, though moving at the speed of light, more than an hour to travel from one world to the other, even when the two planets are at the closest distance. There is no way to have a conversation when there is more than a 2-hour lag between sending a message and receiving its answer. So Tavallera leaned back in the softly yielding armchair and called out, Message to Ms. Holly Lane, Chief Administrator of the Habitat Goddard. The wall screen facing him printed out his words, white against a deep blue background. The data bar running across the bottom of the screen showed the current time lag between Earth and Saturn, 1 hour 42 minutes. Suddenly, Tavallera's throat felt dry. He hadn't seen Holly since he'd left Goddard nearly 5 months earlier. He'd promised her that he'd call her regularly, but once he'd arrived on Earth, the government's telecommunications office informed him that only authorized agencies were allowed to contact the habitat, and Tavallera was not only an unauthorized agency, he was nothing more than an individual citizen, with no access to interplanetary communications allowed. But now it's different, he thought. Now I'm working for the bastards. Holly, he finally said, it's me, Raoul. I wasn't able to call you earlier, they wouldn't let me. But now I'm working for... He hesitated. Who the hell am I working for, he wondered. The federal government? The new morality? Does it make any difference? They're all tangled up together. I've been drafted to work for the new morality, he said. They're worried about a message that's been beamed to Earth from a spacecraft that's entered the solar system from interstellar space. At least that's the way it looks. Far as I'm concerned, I'm checking on the possibility that it could be some kind of joke, a hoax that's being pulled off by some of the bright guys on Goddard. Again, he stopped. That's kind of impersonal, he thought. I wonder how she's doing. She said she'd wait for me to come back, but that was months ago. I thought I'd be on my way back by now, not stuck in some office in Atlanta doing God's friggin' work. He closed his eyes and pictured Holly, her flaring cheekbones and square, stubborn jaw, her sparkling brown eyes, her light brown hair that framed her face like a soft caress. Does she still love me? He asked himself. How can I explain to her why I haven't been able to start back to her? Holly, I had hoped to be on my way back to Goddard by now, but they won't let me go. I love you, honey, and I want to be with you. But there's something weird going on here, with this message and a spacecraft supposedly from beyond the solar system. The thing just disappeared. They tracked it as far as Jupiter, and then it disappeared. And then they got this message from somebody who's been dead for more than 100 years, claiming he's been out among the stars. That's what makes me think it's a hoax, Holly. Could you look into it? See if some of the scientists in the habitat are trying to have some fun by scaring the bejesus out of the authorities here. They're really worried about this, honey. I mean, whatever it is, it's making the northern lights flash every night, clear down to Little Rock, and probably farther south as well. Please return this call. Please let me see you, talk to you. I miss you, Holly. I want to be with you, I really do. They say if I help them figure out what this business is all about, then they'll let me come back to Goddard. That's what I'm praying for. Please answer me, Holly. Please. Then he took a breath and told the computer, Transmit. Sister Angelique's face reappeared on the wall screen. This program has an automatic editing subroutine. It's editing your message now. Please stand by. Editing? Tavalera scowled at Sister Angelique's smiling image, immobile on the screen. I should have known. They won't let anything go out until they've looked at it. And I went and spilled my guts to her. Sister Angelique's image stirred into a simulacrum of life. Your message has been edited for security, Mr. Tavalera. You may review the edited version before transmitting it to Habitat Goddard. Tavalera read the edited text. To his surprise, most of his personal remarks were included. What they took out was any mention of his being forced to remain on Earth, and his brief reference to the authorities being frightened by the message from the starship. Okay, he said, licking his lips. Transmit it. Nervously kneading his thighs, Tavalera told himself that he had nothing to do now for a couple of hours except wait for Holly's reply. If she replies. If she gets the message. What if the same wiseasses who have pulled off this stunt intercept my message and erase it? The possibility alarmed him. Then he thought, if I can show Sister Angelique and this Bishop Craig or whoever her boss is that the message was blocked, then maybe they'll send me to Goddard in person to snoop around. Yeah, they'd have to. Suddenly he began to hope that the message would be intercepted. How long will I have to wait, he wondered. 2-3 hours at least, maybe 4. If I don't get an answer in 4 hours, I'll tell Angelique that the message has been blocked. 4 hours, then I call Sister Angelique. He was very surprised when the wall screen began to glow a mere 17 minutes after he'd transmitted his message, and even more shocked when the image on the screen shaped up to be not Holly Lane, nor anyone in the Goddard habitat, not even Sister Angelique. It was the bearded, imposing face of Keith Stoner. "I'm not a hoax, Mr. Tavalera," said Stoner, his voice strong and calm. "I assure you, I am very real." Chapter 12. And Tavalera found himself in what looked like the bridge of a spacecraft. He gulped and felt his stomach sink within him as if he were dropping from an enormous height. He was still seated, but now his chair was a padded recliner with a footrest. Broad panels of blinking lights stretched around him, instruments beeped softly. Above the panels was a wide window that looked out on the dazzling blue sphere of Earth hanging in space, flecked with marching rows of brilliant white clouds. Standing before him was Keith Stoner, tall, broad-shouldered, his measured smile showing strong white teeth.
"I'm not a hoax, Raoul," Stoner repeated. "You don't mind if I call you Raoul, do you?"
Tavalera couldn't find his voice. His heart was thundering beneath his ribs. He felt dizzy, almost sick. The compartment smelled strange, different from any spacecraft he'd ever been in.
"And it's pretty obvious that I'm not dead either," Stoner said, his smile fading.
"Why, where are we?" Tavalera gasped. "What's happening? How did you..."
He tried to push himself up out of the recliner, but his arms were too weak.
Stoner leaned over him and grasped Tavalera's shoulder.
"There's nothing to be afraid of, Raoul. It's all right, I promise you."
Tavalera felt a wave of tranquility wash over him, like a soft blanket, like sliding into a tub of warm, relaxing water. His heartbeat slowed to normal, his breathing calmed. After a few moments, Stoner asked,
"Are you all right now?"
Genuine concern was etched on his face. Tavalera nodded shakily. "Yeah, I think so." He glanced around at the blinking, beeping panels and the huge, gleaming expanse of Earth hanging outside.
Where the hell are we, anyway?"
"We're in a high orbit around the Earth," Stoner replied. "I'm afraid the spacecraft control center that you see is something of an illusion. The starship's interior doesn't actually look this way." Tavalera looked around himself again. The compartment certainly looked completely real. The recliner he lay on felt solid beneath him.
"I'm presenting this appearance to you because it's something you can comprehend. It's within your experience."
"Yeah."
"I don't want to upset you or confuse you. You're going to have to deal with plenty of new issues, believe me.